poetry is ancient, and it's the oldest form of written expression we have. And if you trace poetry back, you get lost in the mist of prehistory. The English Romantic poets got rid of sex and humor, and as a substitute, they brought in landscape. And this, to me, sounds like a bad...
That's serious sublimation.
That's a bad exchange. Every age has a problem imagining its own styles being outmoded. The textbooks and the anthologies are always trailing, you know, way behind the sound of poetry today. Teachers stand as the priests, intervening between the student and these godlike figures, the writers. Then the emphasis is entirely on interpretation. Well, if atoms are the building blocks of matter, moments are the building blocks of time. The poem, for me, kind of begins in clarity and ends in mystery. If you're a poet, you have to invent just one character, the voice that will accommodate your life. A poet is a strong poet if all poets following that poet have to be aware of that poet. What originality is in poetry is simply the ability to successfully conceal and disguise your influences. I think of poetry as travel writing. It's just not geographical, it's imaginative travel. Nabokov says, a good reader reads with a dictionary and a pencil. These poems are meant to be fairly intimate communications between me and one other person. I perform half of the exchange, and when the reader arrives, the exchange is completed. Poetry is, I think, an interruption of silence, whereas prose, for me, is basically a continuation of noise. Craft is something I think you learn very slowly, and that you get to a point where you internalize it finally, and you learn it by reading others. Well, I didn't get my first book published until I was 40, and it, for good reason. I mean, I was writing poetry before that that didn't deserve to be published. Poets who have not found a voice are unconsciously repressing things within them. They have a sense of decorum of what belongs in a poem, and that decorum is almost always wrong. I was a little too well-behaved in my earlier poetry. I was trying to be a good poet. In poetry, you might be trying to sound spontaneous, but you're stitching and unstitching a stanza 10 or 15 times. Poetry does provide, I think, the highest degree of imaginative freedom of any written art. For me, imaginative excitement is what attracts me to poetry. The interesting part of writing for me is finding a point in the poem that allows me to slip into some other dimension. Poetry is saying, life is beautiful, but you're going to die, you know, and it's going to be over. And it's death that enhances life.